or having a lot of anxiety in the heart. Huh? A person who is drowning, believe me, he is really calling out. So a devotee in this material world, he should sometimes think about his fallen situation. We have left Krishna. We are now in a machine which is heading to death. I'm speaking of your body with the nice tilaks on and the nice hairdressers and so on. This is a machine which brings you to death. Hare Krishna. So call out to Krishna, save me! Hare Krishna. Then Krishna will hear you. Now the last thing is devotees in this world meditate about, when chanting the Maha Mantra, about Krishna. And there is a very nice meditation in the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, which I want you to think about, and then we will try to meditate about it. And then we will end the japa workshop. I am skipping the calling out for Krishna because I will talk about this in detail in the Friday japa workshop, which is coming up soon, where we do a lot of calling out in a smaller group. The meditation, please now hear about this and think about and in the way of remembering it. See, Krishna is sporting in the cooling waters of the Yamuna, or he is in the shade of a kadamba tree in the beautiful Vrindavan forest. He is surrounded by the cows and gopas, and next to him is Sri Radha. He is skillfully playing the flute as he stands in a charming tribhanga form. This means a threefold bending at the neck, waist and knees, and he bestows mercy and kindness upon all the devotees by looking at them. Let us quickly go through the elements. Where is Krishna? In the cooling waters of the Yamuna, or another place where Krishna is? Under a kadamba tree in the beautiful Vrindavan forest. Very nice. Who of you was in the Vrindavan Yatra? Several, yes. Maybe a kadamba tree has been pointed out to you. If not, here are also kadamba trees before us. So he's standing in the shade. Who is around him? Cows. What are gopas? Cowherd boys. You can see they have turbans and they carry sweets. Some of them carry bugles. Huh? Who is next to Krishna? Yeah. Krishna is standing in what pose? Yes. This means he is bending at the knees, the waist and the neck. I want to ask you the question, which foot is before the other foot? Is the right foot of Krishna before the left foot, or the left foot before the right foot? Right before the left. Why? Why? Well, he stands like this. No. There's a reason. His right foot, if it's before the left foot, can easily touch the zari of Srimati Radharani, who is on that side. So he has to use his right foot. If he would put his left foot, then the soles of the left foot would turn away from Radharani and couldn't touch her zari. This would be not so favorable in standing. Yes. So he stands like this. And he bestows mercy and kindness upon all the devotees. How does Krishna bestow his kindness? He glances. What type of glances does Krishna have? Merciful glances? Loving glances? How else can you meditate about the glance of Krishna? Sidelong glance. I will show you now a sidelong glance. That was a sidelong glance. Krishna's eyes are always, they are wandering very much. Because he wants to see all the devotees. There is a prayer which Parijata Mataji is presently taking out of the computer. It is the Krishna Kripa Kataksa Stava. There is another prayer called the Radha Kripa Kataksha Stava. There the devotee only prays Muninda Vrindavanite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vakta Pankache Nikunya Bhuvilasini Vajendra Banu Nandini Vajendra Suno Sangate Kadakarisyaksiyamang Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. When will the moment come when you will throw your sidelong glance upon me? This is all the devotee wants, because the mercy of Krishna wanders through, and Radha wanders through their glance. So these are the elements. We will now remember them quickly without looking in the book. Krishna is under a kadamba tree. He is surrounded by cows and gopas. He is on the side is Radharani. And what does he do? He has his threefold bending form, and he playing the flute is always good. Yes, you can also meditate it. He has the sidelong glances and gives you mercy. Now comes the fire test. How good are you in meditation? We will chant the Hare Krishna mantra now, and we will try to see the picture rising in our minds. While you chant, I will help you by telling you different things very closely. Huh? We can start immediately, and I will give you some transcendental orders. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Please continue. See Krishna under the kadamba tree. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. See the gopas. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna is in the Tribhanga pose. Na Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Radha is on his left side. Ram, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Krishna looks at you merciful. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Now see the whole scene.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please chant prayerfully. Krishna, please accept me.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, Hare Krishna, I want to thank you very, very much. It is my sincere hope that it was very meaningful to you. I will go for now again backwards through these different steps to summarize our little workshop for you. And then I want to request you, whatever of these practices is helpful to you, please immediately apply them tomorrow. We did a meditation based on the Sanat Kumar Sanghita about Lord Krishna, Radha Krishna, standing in Vrindavan. We also had a step where we learned that it's important for us to call out to Krishna in the mood of the Ayinanda Tanuya verse. We also had a step where we were encouraged to meditate about the meaning. Please Radha, please Krishna, engage me in your service. Please accept me. Before that, we had a step which is very important for the yoga practitioner, that wherever the mind wanders, one has to bring it back. And then we had a step where we talked about time, place, and posture. And the last point was we were talking about preparing ourselves both physically and mentally to become good chanters. I want to wish you all the best for your chanting practice. May you become accomplished and ecstatic Hare Krishna chanters who will meet Lord Krishna in the form of his most merciful manifestation, that is the Naam Prabhu. Thank you very, very much. If you want to go this way in your life, please also study the 10 offenses, which I have not really talked about. I talked about the 10 offenses indirectly by requesting all of you to learn the art of concentration by pulling it back and using, as an example, the mantra card for this. If you want to know more about my little this chanting, I will now make an advertisement, which is forbidden in temples. please read this little book, The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. I wouldn't dare to make such an advertisement if it would be my own book. It is not my own book. I was just compiling different statements and from Srila Prabhupada and Shastras in this book. And therefore, I am not shy to recommend it to you for reading. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Very happy that we have ended our workshop on such with such a nice atmosphere. Maybe for some of our guests who were here for the first time, this was a little, let me say, specific and advanced. But I thought to give you this workshop. But my real request is, please, don't let this workshop just pass by like any other lecture. Do something about your chanting. Spiritual life, we always have to have three steps. Shravan, hearing, manaha, thinking about, and then nididhyasa, application. I want to request you, don't just think of mechanically applying these divine rules which you have heard or tips. Pray to Lord Krishna to help you, that your chanting becomes full of taste and as a loving offering to Krishna. That's most important, really. Okay, we have come to the end of this japa workshop. For some, certainly the long-awaited end of the japa workshop, because you might not yet practice the chanting and therefore not see the relevancy of these points to your life. Is there time to ask, to request questions, or are we too much over time, Sridham? We can have a few questions. Two questions, quick questions, please, if you have any. Yes, we will have a start with Vrishabhanu Prabhu.
Maharaj, very interesting workshop. What I wanted to know was that how many times during the course of a day should one invoke these rules? So that it doesn't become mechanical? Or do we just do it at the beginning if you are in difficulty? Or you don't do it at all if you are not in difficulty? What is the...
How many times during the day apply these rules? I must say, these are just tips. And I think it's good to understand them, maybe to note them down and to look at them. And then when there's a then apply them according to need. For instance, the yata yata nishalati rule, take your mind back from wherever it wanders. It's good to know that you can do it. Many people don't know that they can control their mind. They've never experienced this. They were always controlled by their mind. And if you hear yata, this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, then you do it. I often take my mind back during the day. I practice my mental muscles. If I would tell you now, Vrishabhanu Prabhu, to do 20 push-ups before us, push-ups, you know, I would say, Vrishabhanu Prabhu, you are a little elderly, so you won't have to do it on the floor. You can do it here on the red cushions. You would most probably achieve 3.5 push-ups if you have not done it before. To control the mind is for people similar who have not practiced it as difficult or more difficult than making 20 push-ups. So this has to be practiced. Throughout the day, always, it's good to bring the mind back. You can do it, for instance, by chanting throughout the day Hare Krishna. Just remember to chant Hare Krishna. Or you can you read in the morning, you read, or during the day you read. Then think about what you have read. Bring the mind into spiritual subjects. To chant with the mind absorbed in the chanting of the holy name is really the challenge which I want to put before every one of you. It's not easy. Most of the time our mind switches off. And why this is so, we will talk about Friday evening, all our mind is diverted. Actually, I can say it here. Whenever you hear something repeatedly, then your mind switches off. For instance, hear this. Most of you are not aware of this because you have heard it since the beginning of your coming here to Radha Gopinath temple today. And therefore, this most disturbing noise, which reminds you of the terror of the dentist, is not perceived by you. The mind has switched off. The same thing happens, unfortunately, when we chant. We hear the sound vibration again and again, and the mind switch is not there. So to bring the mind where you are doing, this is an exercise. You can practice at many times. It's very, very nice. When you go through Mumbai in your car, Vrishabhanu, and you see all of a sudden a poster, "How can I say that I love you?" And some foolishly smiling ignoramus is a word for a person who is ignorant, not knowing that there's nothing to smile about when you have fallen in deep existential lust. that you will now become entangled and have to work for the whole life. And so on. You see it and think, how nice they are smiling. When I was young and I met my wife, and so on. Then pull your mind back to Radha Gopinath. You can practice like this. Mumbai is an excellent place for practicing mind control. There is no greater place for this in the whole of India, most probably, than Mumbai. Would you agree, Vishwarup? Mumbai is excellent for this one practice of yata yata nishchalati. Wherever the mind goes due to his restless nature, immediately you should pull it back. I feel this is something you can practice in many times, and only if you have practiced it, it is better. Here are some questions who came by post, or it is... okay. You are laughing, but on Saturday we had a most exciting program which was arranged by one Mataji called Prema. Is she here? No. Prema Mataji is a journalist of the Times of India, of the Radha Gopinath congregation, and she made the most wonderful chat talk. For 2 hours I was the celebrity of Mumbai. The Times of India always brings out many different celebrities, you know that this. And I was for 2 hours yesterday the celebrity. Before me was a beauty queen, I forgot her name, and after me another beauty queen. So for 2 hours I was there, and I felt in a very unusual association. And then it was possible to write me different questions on the computer, and then I had to answer them quickly. How to meet God was one question. What do you think about the Hare Krishna movement in India was another question. From totally lay people, very nice questions and an excellent forum of preaching. The people said, oh, this is so popular, there are so many questions here. There was a team who had to look at the incoming questions which came on the computer portal of Times of India, and they were over flooded with questions and questions and questions. Hare Krishna. One person wrote me, "Can you guide me, Swami?" And I said, "This is impossible, just like you cannot through the computer. You can't perform brain surgeries through a computer. at least not at the moment. Or is it, Giriraj, is it possible? Or not yet, not yet." So, I am a little confused by the different aims of chanting told by different acharyas. Prabhupada has said once to the reporter that I am chanting the holy name so that I will chant more and more. According to this answer, the aim of Srila Prabhupada, the aim is to chant more and more. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that we should not try to see the Lord. But on one of these exercises, I could add, we had a meditation about the Lord. Srila Prabhupada had said also that we should try to hear the holy name. You said the aim of chanting is to see the Lord Sri Krishna. Kindly please tell me about what is best for me. Do we have to... And then another question. Do we have to visualize about the Lord in this form while chanting, or it will appear on its own after our chanting is matured or purified? Mm-hmm. These are very good questions. The aim of chanting, the devotee says, there seem to be so many versions. Now, what is the aim? Please tell me clearly. See, it depends on what level of chanting we are. Prabhupada has said one aim is to chant more and more. That is really when we want to chant, when we want to enter the chanting with taste. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur demanded from his devotees that they chant every day 64 rounds. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that he would not even accept food from a person who did not chant 64 rounds. One leg. So here Prabhupada says we should get taste so that we will chant more and more. That's an aim. I would say, to make it simple for you, the best is when you chant, you first chant, I want to be absorbed in the chanting so that I will get taste and chant more and more. I think since you wrote this down of the many aims which are there in chanting, you should personally fix on this aim. I must tell you very honestly, I'm also on this level, that I really, my aim is at this moment of time to chant with deep absorption in the holy name, in a prayerful mood. This is my aim. Now, to further this aim, it helps sometimes to think about Krishna. I made my exercise where I told you from the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, just so that you know Krishna, the chanting is very sweet. Chanting will bring you the beautiful form of Krishna first, in this order, Jiva Goswami says. While you chant, you will see the form. You will not have to visualize it. You will see the form of the Lord appearing. Then you will see his qualities, like, for instance, his Krishna's compassion for his devotees, Bhakta Vatsala. You will think about this. You will see while you chant, these will automatically come. I think you all have seen this already in your lives. Huh? When you chant, all of a sudden, whoop, you think of Radha Gopinath or of Krishna, of a favorite picture. This means you're experiencing already on your beginner stage this, what has been described by our acharyas. So that all these things can come, I personally think it is safest to not do so many exercises with the mind, but just absorb it in the chanting of the holy name. In my japa workshop, I told you of other things just so that to whet your appetite and to also bring you to concentrated chanting. Huh? This was the only reason I said this. Yeah? I think I have answered everything. Thank you very much for this question. Here is another, here is another live question. Yes, there was a person.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Thank you, Maharaj. Very nice. And we got very nice insight into the holy name. Living in the city of Bombay, we travel for 3 hours nearly to our job and we come back. And
one way or two ways?
Both the ways. Average.
Both ways.
Average time spent by the person, normal person, is around 3 hours.
Yes. It has been analyzed like this? Both ways. Coming and going from the job.
At least.
Yes.
Two and a half to 3 hours. And normal, the programs which normally people stay, devotees stay away from the temple around 1 hour or 1.5 hours. And by the time the programs get over in the night and when we reach home back, it's around 12:30.
Yes.
And we have throughout the week some of the other festivals.
I'm sorry?
Throughout the week we have some of the other festivals.
So many festivals, yes.
So what happens is the getting up schedule is not consistent.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and most of the devotees have to leave home, those who are working, by 7:38.
Yes.
And what generally we plan is the time. We time plan out 1.5 hours or 1 hour or 45 minutes. So my question is, what should be the exact speed, I mean the time for each round?
The time for each round is it's very interesting. I wrote something, Bhaktivinod Thakur describes, in one danda, danda means 24 minutes, you should chant 4 rounds. That would make 6 minutes. This is a time, this is good. Bhaktivinod Thakur's answer to this question. And then, when you come to bed so late, and then you have to work, and you have to also take a bath in the morning, and eating is also a required necessity. Prabhupada once said, when he was a grihastha, he chanted his rounds, he distributed the rounds. 4, 4, 4, 4. 4 in the morning, 4 before the noon prasadam, 4 before the evening prasadam, and then 4 before the rest. No, yes, something like this. Yeah? That is a possibility to chant the rounds. But obviously we have heard, if it's possible somehow or other, to chant many rounds at a stretch is ideal. See, some of us might have to do something, and I'm personally thinking of this very much. When the goal is to go back home, back to Godhead, that's one goal. I hope now I have not confused anyone. Back to Godhead is a good motto, huh? Yeah. When the goal is to go back to Godhead, I think we should give a little prize. That may mean, and the way is to chant Hare Krishna, then we may have to mold our lives in such a way that we can properly chant. Like when you have a business goal to make so and so much money, and you can reach this goal by going to, let us say, America and making a deal about your computers for which you work, then you will mold your life to get yourself to America. So somehow, please manage to bring yourself to Goloka Dham. This is how Parikshit Maharaj ends his instructions to Uttara, his mother. Please, mother, somehow manage to get to Goloka. Because there you will find a variety of loving exchanges with Lord Gopinath. Then he says, mother, if you will find it difficult when you visit Mathura Mandal to experience this exchange with Lord Gopinath, you must know it sometimes happens and sometimes does not happen. So then look for the dust of the lotus feet of the devotees and serve them. Then you will also get. So Hare Krishna, it is now, here's another question. We often hear that the holy name is none different from Krishna. So we are told to pray to Nam Prabhu. However, is it that the entire Maha Mantra is Krishna, or each word or each letter is non-different from Krishna? You are an analytical mind who has the qualification to become a surgeon. Please talk with Giriraj about your particular workings of the mind. Yeah, very detailed, yes, and very dissected. See, the Hare Krishna mantra is called a yuga mantra. That means the divine couple is there. In the Nimbarka Sampradaya, they chant not Hare Krishna, but Radhe Syam, Radhe Syam, Syam Syam, Radhe Radhe. Yes. And then Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe. This is the yuga mantra. Our yuga mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. We know this mantra, yes. it is where the divine couple is present. So, Hare is Radharani, Krishna is Krishna, and Rama is Radharaman. The person who enjoys Radha, Radharani, or Radha Vallabh, or right? Yes, so Rama is also Krishna for us in our line of teaching. We do not think of Lord Rama at that time, but we can also think of him because Rama is also Krishna. So each name is representing the person, and together it's Radha and Krishna. And one day we hope to, I hope you're not confused about this now, that the divine couple will be dancing on our tongue when we chant. At that time we will pray like Rupa Goswami. What is the use of one body? There's only one tongue and two ears. I want many more. Or Vishwanath Chakravarti says, I want millions of bodies to chant properly. Hare Krishna. That means they have realized that the name is not different from the named. All right, I will pray to Krishna that all your other questions will be answered. thank you once again for attending this Japa workshop. I really hope it was relevant. All the best. Now we will proceed with the Sunday feast. We will hear from one of the devotees what we will do next. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Go Nitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Oh, we do now a kirtan. Oh, we have the opportunity to practice our chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra for the pleasure of the deities. One goal of chanting is also to give pleasure to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Balaba, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey go! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare, Hey Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai. Jaya Sri Gopal, Jaya Sri Gopal, Sri Gopal, Jaya Sri Gopal. Jaya Sri Gopal, Jaya Sri Gopal, Sri Gopal, Jaya Sri Gopal. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha, Gopinatha Radha.
Jai Om Vishnu Pahat Paramahansa Paravaraja Kacharya Astuta Sata Sishimata Sisti Vahingre Sila Vechara Naravinda Sila Bhakti Vedang Swami Maharaja Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Sila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Acharya Sila Haridasaku Ki Jai Prince Kahosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivatadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinatha Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Mathura Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Gangamai Yamunamai Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada ki jai.